to the very first of the G1 specials that the Strong Style Story podcast is doing. We are coming live from a corporate apartment in beautiful, sunny Long Beach, California. I am the host, Jeffrey Wessel. With me right now is, everybody can is here, so we just introduce yourselves live.
Yes, hi, this is Chris Damasceno here.
And Lawrence O'Brien.
And Stephen Cash.
Deion Wills representing SOS WrestleTalk in the corporate apartment.
We've gone corporate, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, in a few ways here. So we all, most of us actually got in to Long Beach yesterday, and we made a promise that we were going to do the very first show from like the In-N-Out Burger on Century Boulevard after we got in, but because we didn't get there till like 12:30 in the morning LA time, so Deion and I had been legit awake for 24 hours at that point. coming from India as we did, and so I could barely put two coherent thoughts together, so yeah, we decided not to do that. So instead, this afternoon, we were on site at the Murakai Japanese Market in Gardenia, California. It's right in between Long Beach and Los Angeles proper. And we attended the G1 special press conference, which it was pretty cool when we walked up and we saw the front door of the Gardenia, of the Murakai Gardenia store, and they actually had a poster advertising the event there.
Oh, they had several.
Yep. And then we were blindsided by Tiger Hattori.
A minute before the event, Tiger Hattori is like walking right.
Yeah,
not just Tiger Hattori.
Oh, go ahead.
But the VP of New Japan,
Tsugabayashi, was also
who I recognized first, which is weird because Tiger Hattori.
Yeah. So so we were like deep in it, and then as we're walking up, we see Tiger Hattori take a we see Tiger Hattori take a standing position right next to Gato. So kayfabe died pretty much on the vine right then and there.
Right there on the spot.
Right there on the spot. Kayfabe was dead.
And for anybody who's curious, yes, Gato's beard is actually that glorious in real life.
It really is. Well, I mean, yeah, I even talked to him because anybody who's ever actually seen me knows how epic my facial hair gets.
Which you can see in all the Twitter pictures that we've had over the past couple of hours. You can go to Strong Style Story without the...
Well, actually, no, I haven't even posted any pictures.
No, but I mean, you've retweeted stuff from my own feed
that's
and stuff
true.
Like
They're
that.
Maybe about time people listen to this, they will be up.
Yeah, maybe they will. Yeah, maybe I'll get them posted. But we went to that press conference, and I think it is on New NJPW World.
I believe so.
I have not been actually online in 2 days, so I haven't actually looked. But
they definitely had press there, like recording as well as.
I was just scrolling through Instagram, and they had clips of the press conference and pictures. So
yeah. Well, I think you found. Well, I mean, earlier we found a photo of Okada on the beach, and they go, "Does this look familiar?" I looked at it, and it was like, it's like we could see one of the things in the background because we could look at it right out our window now. So it was like on the same beach that I plan on boogie boarding in, because we found two boogie boards in the closet here.
We've had a lot of things going on basically so far in the past 24 hours.
24 to 48 hours, yes.
It's like we'll cover mostly the highs because the lows were not
horrific.
They were fairly horrific.
Well, let's just put it this way: I got woken up this morning by one of our people. I won't say whom.
It was me. It was
he just admitted
going psycho at the roaches at the hotel on in Inglewood that we had to stay in last night.
His bug murking game was top notch, though. He would see them. Captured and killed,
So
wouldn't just see him. He'd see him from a distance.
He would.
Like, well, bam.
And at that point, it was like, it's 7:30 in the morning. I'm awake. I'm not going back to bed. I may as well just start drinking at this point.
They call me the predator of the insect killing world.
You are on a bug hunt like Ripley, brother.
Yeah, Yeah. Yeah. No. Anybody that knows me knows I just don't like insects and like just the sight of them around me. So I just like go and just I smash that into oblivion pretty much.
We got on as soon as he could, and again, shout out to Steve for actually coming all the way down from Bakersfield to grab us.
Yeah, let's just call it as I rescued you guys.
Yep, that's what it was.
He kind of saved us from a...
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, last night, yes. There was, we met up with these Scotsmen, and they were, like, really cool. So, like, okay, well, we can hang out with these guys. Oh, wait, we don't have any beer, so we walked down the street to go get some beer. We come back, and, like, all the cool Scotsmen had left or were, like, half passed out, and... There was a dude dropping racial slurs left and right. And we're like, "Yep, I don't think I'm gonna be hanging out here very much longer."
I believe Dion's exact words to them were something along the lines of, "Maybe I'll catch up with all of you later,
but probably not." But probably not. It was like when I saw you come out there, I was like, "Oh, dang, Jeff's coming out here, so probably gonna have to come out here and see, you know, a little bit see what's going on." But then once you came back to the room, I was like, "Oh, I have to go out there anymore,
so you gotta do that." Yeah, well, when the best beer we could find at that little store was Negro Modelo, then yeah, we were kind of in trouble.
Like, speak for yourself, man. Tall boy.
Like I said, when the best beer we could find.
Tall boy, man.
All right, so this press conference, it was your. I don't want to say it was your typical New Japan press conference because I don't think they have fans chanting the whole time like they usually do.
You think they're sitting in the back like,
not at all.
Like, damn.
Yep, this is why we never came to America before.
I don't know if they were, but I was.
Oh boy, were you,
really,
Steve.
We're chanting PWG at a New Japan press conference.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm the one who started it.
To be fair.
First they had out Adam Page.
Well, I called Adam Cole, by the way.
Yeah,
I just called him Adam Cole.
Oh, good boy.
Joe was like, that's Adam Cole. I'm like, I don't care.
So Adam Page,
Jay Lethal,
Zach Labor Jr.,
Zachy three belts, Zachy four belts by the time this weekend.
Juice Robinson, Tetsuya Naito,
who basically stole that entire press conference right there and then.
There's no exaggeration there. The man was like absurdly over.
He was enjoying it so
it
much.
It was like unbelievable. It was quite a sight, honestly.
And the fact is, he played everybody like a fiddle from start to finish.
He totally did.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Baited him on the hat. I was like, oh, hey, you baited me, fam. Oh, my God.
Now I know.
Steph on Jeff's foot trying to get that.
Like, now I know how I'll defend Karakwa and Osaka and everywhere else. I know how they feel now.
Yeah.
I'm so cheated, and yet I can't help myself.
Ishii, who had, like, maybe five words to say total.
Yeah, oh, I know. It was perfect. It was befitting of Ishii.
Ishii
wearing his mob-like suit was just fantastic. I mean,
it's all Kenny the Cleaner Ishii's the real cleaner. He'll murk your ass.
It's like, Ishii realizes in Los Angeles, like, so it's like Yakuza 6 all over again.
And then Kenny Omega and Michael Elgin, which we tried to rep Glory Pro.
There was a small Glory Pro set that we tried to start.
It was from us. Like, what is that? They're like, huh?
You need to understand Glory Pro.
So that was, it was your typical, it was your basic press conference. I think my favorite part, of course, the fact that Naito was the only one he spoke Spanish there.
He greeted everybody in Spanish, went through his usual spiel in Japanese, you know, hasta mañana, till tomorrow, and then we got the translation with Naito basically saying, I have no idea why I'm in this tournament, I'm not sure whose idea this was, but since I'm there, I'm going to win this belt, and then I'm just going to slam it, and I'm going to throw it in the air, because I can.
He said he was going to throw it in the trash can
in
Los Angeles as well.
Yeah, it was
so great.
Naito's going to Naito. I'm just going to go out on a limb, because I think we're going to do a show before the show, before the card kicks off tomorrow sometime. This is just kind of us getting the intro. I am going to throw it out there. I do think that the winner of Omega and Elgin is going to be the winner of this tournament. But
I think there'll definitely be a finalist in there, but I wouldn't say necessarily the winner.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that the best part at this was Naito kept blocking Kenny Omega for the
Oh, no. There were a couple things that Naito did incredibly well during that entire press conference, like falling asleep halfway through other competitor speeches, waking back up for a moment, kind of staring around, then just falling asleep again. There was definitely some beef between him and Omega, which just...
It seems like that
that's your G1 Climax final right there, brothers. So,
yeah.
That'd be the tournament final.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's going to be the G1 Climax final, too. So.
I wouldn't be surprised if it is this tournament final, to be honest, because that, if you need, considering that that's going to main event night 2 on Sunday, that's a hell of a main event to go with there.
Yeah, really. Two of the most over people in the company.
Yeah, exactly.
I still think they want to maybe hold off on that. You know, I mean,
it could be a possibility that they hold that back until maybe the G1 finals, now that we have the blocks announced on that. And we can actually talk about that too. So we can cover that tomorrow.
I think we're going to save that because we have time to do an actual G1 Climax preview show before that tournament kicks off. So I think we'll save it for that.
Yeah. All the time, but
yeah, we will. But I mean, it's so then afterwards they had the contract after everybody went
for the U.S. tournament. Yep.
For the U.S. tournaments, they had contract signings for the two of the title matches there. The IWGP Intercontinental title between Hiroshi Tanahashi and Billy Gunn.
Yes.
Stupid, sexy Tanahashi.
Yeah.
How is that man this good looking in real life too? This is unfucking fair.
Oh, you're talking about Billy Gunn, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, his arms are huge, yes, but no.
So jacked.
It's Tanahashi every time.
Billy Gunn looked more jacked in person than I could have ever imagined, and it was quite delightful. Me and Steve, it was like a bonding moment for us.
The bonding moment they've been waiting for so long.
So, and then after that, they had the IWGP Heavyweight title signing between Kazuchika Okada and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Which, that one wasn't very eventful. It was just, Cody Rhodes was actually like, I admire what, Okada's done.
Yeah,
and
this is very interesting because it was a complete 180 from the post-Dominion press conference spit his beer in Okada's face. And I don't know if he was told to,
lighten up,
tone it down or something. And because it was a complete 180 from what he... what he did and
that's true.
Post Dominion, so it was kind of like very odd to me. And Cody said he had a pretty bad day of travel, I guess, today. So I don't know if he had his heart into it too much.
Yeah,
today.
Anything's possible.
Yeah, and Okada, he was pretty
very champion.
He delivered a pretty solid promo about being the champion and wanting to show his skills off in America and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like really groundbreaking, but it was
and show the worth of the IWGP title.
Because he mentioned basically initially about the US title and the IC title and just kind of emphasized the importance of the heavyweight title compared
to those
all of those in the Fuji. What I thought was interesting about Cody's whole press conference wasn't so much that he was saying, I respect Okada in those direct words. It's just like, I respect the length of this particular reign that you've had and the accomplishments within it. But it was kind of almost like an indirect kind of thing. It's like respecting the run that's going on right now rather than the man that's executing it to begin with. So you could read into it a couple of different ways, but it was definitely a lot more toned down than what we saw post-Dominion and even during, the leading weeks up to this point. So
so that was pretty much the press conference.
Yeah.
I still think that y'all are crazy thinking that they're going to put this belt on Cody, so especially with G1 coming up. I don't think.
We were talking about it back when Okada was coming out. He's going to break his 391 days, and he might, I want him to, even though it don't mean nothing to us, because this never means shit to us, but it'd be funny to see him pass 434, because, certain guy who had the title for that long. So,
but I also just want to say,
If it's a certain guy I'm thinking of, it's the same reason why I don't think Cody Rhodes is going to be getting that title. It's the same guy I'm thinking of.
Probably not.
Maybe.
He's like, probably not.
I
just want to say though, the people there at the press conference were incredibly polite. They pretty much, like, there was a couple people that pretty much let me and Steve and I just, like, get right up front to, like, the...
People were nice to kind of all working my way through that. I got a fairly good spot right in the middle,
No one was being, like, really, really, like...
Rude or pushed around.
People were really social there, too.
Yeah, it was a very, very, very good, like, atmosphere. I think the atmosphere for these shows, if that was a decent litmus test for it, what the atmosphere of the shows is going to be like, I think it's going to be really good. Shout out to Rod, and
shout out to Susie and Marvin. Susie had a great jacket that I think Hiromu would approve of.
Yeah.
And shout out to Woot, my boy.
Yeah, shout out to Woot. Shout out to Takaaki Kidani.
Yes. Oh, goodness. We've got a story on that one for
you.
This whole show is just us bragging. So
it's really just us bragging. But long story short, we all got to meet the owner of New Japan Pro Wrestling and the owner of Bushiroad, for that matter.
To be fair, a lot of people did. He was just walking around.
A lot of people did. He was at the press conference. I made business cards to pass out the shows, and I completely forgot to bring it to this presser. Well, Chris happened to have one because I handed it to him the night before. He gave it to me. I gave it to Kidani. So Kidani is now aware of this show and Place to Be Nation. Plug. So, in the process, we ended up getting Takaaki Kidani's business card, and then one of us, I won't say whom, stupidly put it on Twitter.
It was Steve.
So we accidentally doxed Takaaki Kidani, so that has been corrected. So, sumimasen, Kidani-san.
Sumimasen.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, experiences where it's, like, really, really just, like, you don't expect that sort of thing to, like, happen.
Well, I think Jeff did the same thing, but I basically threw myself at Kidani.
Thanking him, because
New Japan probably wouldn't be around without him.
Honestly, you know what, now that I think about it, to rewind, if I would have said anything differently, it's probably be crazy to say, but I'd be like, fuck WWE.
It was just such a cool gesture from a guy that has quite the standing, obviously, and he didn't have to do
exactly
that, and it's just a really cool gesture to me, and it's a pretty awesome to, like, have that exchange of respect where you don't get that a lot around here.
Yeah, y'all know what I like, though, about, like, this whole thing? Going up to, like, some of the wrestlers, dude, they're, like, different than what you would expect. A lot of them are like, oh, hey, you know, kind of just real, you know, just like, to themselves. And I'm like, hey, that's cool, man. You know, just like making the ring, it's like, I can knock you the fuck out. But hey, how you doing over here?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people were not, there was a lot of people not in character today, which is always
that's
good.
Fine. That's
so,
fine, yeah.
Unless we want to, like, for some reason go over the Kazuna Road stuff, because, I mean, I don't know is there anything really... I mean, Bushi and Kushida was a great match, even if the wrong guy won, but...
come on.
He's had a great time.
But,
Kushida just continues to have unbelievable 2017.
Yeah,
it's just... I mean, I think you could put him in Wrestler of the Year discussions.
Do agree.
Well, even after... losing in a minute. And
because
the story they were telling.
Yeah.
Well, I know that.
But the fact that Kushida is that skilled to still lose a match like that, shocking fashion in 2 minutes, and still be able to have a level of overness with the crowd and work his way back into the fold like he did. I mean, that does say something about him his character work on.
Yeah. Well, to me, they telegraphed the entire storyline as soon as he lost in 90 seconds.
Well,
and the fact that they push him so hard and the fans still love him, I mean, that's a testament to how great of a baby he is.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, apparently Kushida was also in the market with Red Shoe. Yeah,
they're not together. They were separate.
They're just hanging out.
Yeah, let's not start any rumors.
Steve, about it being like kind of like, oh, well, I thought he was gonna be like me personally about him getting beat 90 seconds. I actually thought Hiromu was gonna drop the strap then, because you know that's kind of customary what they've done. You know, normally it's like, hey, you're wrestling him again, you're probably gonna drop the title here now, you know. So it's like, when the fact that he not only beat him, but he beat him how he did, I was kind of like, whoa, what the fuck is he going for that? Where do you go from here? You know, it kind of looked like that. I kind of had an idea where I thought they would go, but I was like, whoa, you know, you have a lot of questions, I feel, you know, so
yeah.
Well, it kind of in some ways, it almost leads me to why I think Cody's going to win the title. Is it just makes sense? Why would the champion be in the G1? I mean, like, it's every year, and every year it's like, you know, the champion's not going to win the G1. He's not going to win these important matches. And I don't know. It just seems like it'd be smart just to have don't have the champion in it.
And I mean, if he was like if he was to win the belt tomorrow, one, this the troll in me would probably die laughing because I know people would be so fucking upset. I'm like, oh, what's the matter? I mean, tissue, you know. But it's like, you know, it'd be something different and not expected. But then it's like, you know, Okada would probably just beat him soon, so it's not like he would have like a long term title reign. So
yeah. So also from these Kizuna Road shows, we need to talk about this Yoshihashi and Minoru Suzuki mess. I mean, this is just getting to the point now where, you know, where you have like seven run-ins in like one match. It's just for me, I just get completely taken out of it, and I just start adverting my attention away from my television, and I just don't care. It's like, why do I want to see guys not involved in the match? It like take it. The match outside for like 10 minutes without the ref doing a damn thing.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell is it? There's no semblance of like any structure there. It's not like it is some plunder brawl or anything. It's just like, it's just a mess. It's a big, gigantic mess. And like the Suzuki Gun stuff is just gotten to the point now of just ad nauseum. And,
Which, let's give Kizuna Road credit, because in a lot of the Suzuki Gun matches that we did see for it, and Lawrence and I were watching this and even commented on, is the fact that there wasn't a whole lot of interference from Suzuki Gun guys during majority of their old matches.
Yeah, the match was Taka and Kanemaru versus Tiger Mask and Kawato, which I thought was a very, very good tag team match.
Again, Kawato just keeps impressing us every single time.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
And then you had Kinemura and Oka from the other night, which was just like, you know, the big boys going at it, which was fun. And then Yagi and Umino, too, were very quite impressive. This crop of young lions has got a real bright future.
I've said this to Jeff a couple times. I'm like, hey, do you think they might be worthwhile maybe bringing back a Young Lions
stuff?
I
love you. We're having that conversation, too, actually, thinking to ourselves
I'm thinking, well, they certainly have the capacity to do it now,
The
first time in a very long time.
And it would be the perfect venue for Lionsgate.
I feel like one of those guys is getting called up, like, and probably is Kinemura.
Yeah,
it's got to be soon, because...
Maybe a little unfairly, but yeah.
But, you know, it's...
They got to get the ball rolling with him, because, you know, he's already, what,
32, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, they gotta get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big and huge.
By the way, just a reminder, there is a Lionsgate show on July the 4th, but also, lest we forget, on July the 5th, even though this won't be streamed anywhere until, you know, until it makes tape, et cetera, because, you know, All Japan doesn't do live, shows like this on TV, but, Oka and Kitamura will be going to All Japan to face Jun Akiyama and Takao Omori. Yeah, it's all lead up to a 25th anniversary of wrestlers thing.
Pretty wild. It's pretty cool, though.
It is pretty wild. Good old Wild Burning against the big young lions.
Yeah, it's good to see. Like, I don't know. It's probably not gonna be like anything long term or anything, but like. It's good to see Knowledge Japan and New Japan kind of at least like do so. I mean, even like lately, like last year, like where they did, they actually, you know, had Yuma Aoyagi in there and in the Super J Cup.
Yeah,
you know, but at the same time, now they're going back to it again. And
yeah, well, yeah, especially since Taichi is going to be in All Japan.
So there's obviously there's some semblance from Jun Akiyama's part to like
make this work. Shout out to Big Boss Jun. I know it's New Japan podcast, but.
Yeah, June has been doing great.
Yeah, we go off on tangents.
Booking the All Japan.
I don't think they missed the boat by having Miyahara being G1. I mean, I'm still going to I'm not trying to be like that.
We'll talk about that when we do our G1 preview. But
it's an understandable like
omission
though, because All Japan doesn't want their guy losing like four matches during the G1. It just makes sense from their. It doesn't make sense on their part to do that.
No, I guess it doesn't. But I mean, that was the hot and heavy rumor in the hour.
I'm sure there were some discussions, and I think they probably realized it's like, no, this isn't going to work. And I don't think I, and honestly, I love like Kento, but like I wouldn't have wanted to see it because I don't think I would have wanted to see him like lose like that.
But then again, we want to see Kento Minahara against like Kazuchika Okada or somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a fire match.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, from a match quality standpoint, of course. But you know.
Lawrence is right there. Like, I don't think Kento would have been seen on the same like.
I feel you.
You know,
wavelengths.
It's different because I'm glad you said that because it's kind of like I use it to the Nakajima effect, right? Because he was kind of like where I'm kind of where I need, almost where I need to be, but I need kind of like this, like to kind of get me where I need to go. And I think G1 last year kind of helped it. You know what I mean? I think it definitely helped get eyes on him. You know what I mean? And
it's,
whatnot, and have people look out for him.
It's unfortunate that Nakajima's like run hasn't been quite. He hasn't been that top guy that they were hoping he would be. But
I like Nakajima too.
It's just some guys just aren't, you know, 30-minute main event guys. I think he's just one of those guys that just isn't that type of guy. But
I think they should use that stuff in storyline. Like, if you got like a smash mouth, like hard hitting style, why would you want to go 60 minutes? You know what I mean? Like, why would Shibata when he was wrestling everyone go 60 minutes? Because it's like, dude, I'm hard hitting.
His matches have been kind of lifeless, unfortunately, but.
So that was Friday here in Long Beach, and it was a good old time. We're gonna probably do at least two shows tomorrow. I think we're gonna do a show prior to the actual event, and then of course afterwards we'll gather and wrap about that. This is the first time you've ever heard us, hi, hello. You can find me at Strong Style Story without the E in style on Twitter, and the regular blog, which I haven't updated in a few days because I've been pretty much offline, is strongstylestory.tumblr.com. And we are, of course, part of Place to Be Nation and the Pro Wrestling Only Boards podcast feed. And and we're gonna be doing quite a number of these other small little—I guess they call them pod blasts now.
Yeah,
if they're like
that's
real
the buzz,
short.
That's the buzzword.
We're at like what, half an hour now or something, Chris?
About 27 minutes.
Okay, I mean that's fine. I mean I think we're good. Yeah, half hour I think is good for today. So if anybody else wants to plug themselves or say hi real quick,
Dion SOS Wrestle Talk, get with it or get washed. Let's go.
Oh boy.
Brazilian _ Fury. I'll probably be talking a lot about G1 Special this weekend and all the people I'm seeing through it, so
yeah,
hooray.
Hooray. I'm Lawrence here at LOB_3 on Twitter. If you're at the event, if you happen to be at the event and if you're listening to this, please come over, say hi if you'd like.
We're gonna be handing out our business cards.
We don't bite, so anybody who's following along on Twitter that didn't get to go, I know some of you are really like trying to like live vicariously through like the people who are going, so I'm trying to at least give you our own
pictures.
I know New Japan is kind of posting their own high quality pictures, but
we got people to love us too.
We try to give you like our point of view of things, which is a little different. So,
And I am Steve Cash. It's gonna be tweeting things this weekend. Go New Japan.
There we go.
All right. And it is, now considering that three out of the five of us here are used to the Eastern time zone, it's just after 7:00 local time, which means it's after 10.
That's crazy.
Where we are. And the sun is still out, and I think we're going to go get some food and like get...
We get horribly
drunk and play Virtual Pro Wrestling 64.
We're basically getting tacos, booze, and video games in our lives, so it's perfect.
And we may also want some indie wrestling that we have.
I'm about to say, y'all know
I would bet
Pro
on
it. Has a Round Rock tournament. Just
saying.
I'll get washed. I'm no good.
Yeah, we're going to be working very, very hard this weekend just so that way we can bring some awesome coverage for everybody throughout this weekend. But we'll play just as hard in the process. So,
I just want to say, by the way, the view from our apartment is absolutely gorgeous, and I'm going to be hitting that beach as soon as I can.
Yep, we'll have pictures of that too.
And once again, thanks as always. Thanks to Brad and Chad at Place to Be Nation for being so open to pod blasts whilst we're there. So, so tomorrow we're gonna have at least probably episode 2 and 3 of the G1 special. So,
thanks to Josh for this awesome apartment.
Oh,
holy cow!
Yeah, thanks, Josh.
Appreciate it, Josh.
Jesus, this place is
rocking. All right, brothers, brothers and sisters, and
brother
and other brothers and sisters. So anyway, thanks a lot. Take care.